VoiceTubers, mass media. What does mass media mean to you? I guess it can mean the dissemination of information to a large group of people, but what exactly does mass media mean? Does it bring more harm than good to society? I feel that when used appropriately, mass media can be the voice of our larger society, but also smaller communities within this large society. So we can discuss this a bit more later on, but what words pop into your mind when you hear the words mass media? The news, spread information, advertisements? Okay, let's move on to our sentence of the day. It presents a standardized view of society and provides a collective experience for members of that society. 这是代表社会标准的见解，也提供社会成员集体的经验。So let's say this sentence again. It presents a standardized view of society and provides a collective experience for members of that society. Faster. It presents a standardized view of society and provides a collective experience for members of that society. Okay, you know the drill. What are the possible thought groups? 就是自主的部分。It presents a standardized view of society, 1, and provides a collective experience, 2, for members of that society, 3. So you can break this sentence up into 3 groups, but I would probably not have a very noticeable pause between 2 and 3, since it's essentially one clause. What about intonation, 语调的这个部分? It presents a standardized view of society,rise, and provides a collective experience for members of that society, fall. What about sentence stress, 句子的重音? You could say, it presents a standardized view of society and provides a collective experience for members of that society. So we typically don't stress pronouns, but listen to the original speaker. She stressed that.Why? Possibly to emphasize the specific society that she wants us to focus on, the society that these members are in. So we usually don't stress pronouns, but she does in her speech. You can listen to it again. Okay, it's grammar time. 大家最爱的文法时间到了。Okay, listen to this sentence again, and you can even pause the recording to examine the sentence structure. It, or mass media, presents a standardized view of society.And provides a collective experience for members of that society. Did you notice the connectivity of this sentence is so cohesive? The words and ideas seem to connect seamlessly. 就是它这个句子每一个字跟每一个片语基本上都是环环相扣的。那为什么会这样子呢？当然它是一个很短的句子了，但是我们来分析一下好了。So first of all, the sentence begins with it as a pronoun for mass media in the previous sentence.And the writer does this, or the speaker does this, to increase cohesion. And then she uses that society to help listeners remember and connect to the previous point. So that, in this case, is called a determiner, 就是限定词. In grammar, a determiner is defined as a word that is used before a noun to introduce it, to show what particular example of the noun you are referring to. Let me give you an example. In the phrase...My first friend, in that wonderful movie, the words my and that are determiners. 所以限定词的意思就是它去介绍一个名词。So sometimes pronouns and determiners can help us increase cohesion in writing, but of course don't overuse them because sometimes they can confuse a reader or a listener. 所以这边的文法重点就是提醒，今天你需要让字跟字或者句子跟句子有连贯的时候，你的确是可以用代名词跟这些限定词辅助你。那当然也是不要过于依赖他们，因为你用太多次的话，读者跟听者他有时候会忘了那个代名词是在代之前的哪一个名词。好，那我们现在来休息一下 ，Let's take a break. So.We've been talking about mass media, and mass media has many pros and cons. It can help us keep connected with others and know what other people know, and this is extremely important. For example, if a tsunami or an earthquake hits your town, mass media can be used to raise awareness and mobilize help for the people in your hometown. And mass media is also an indispensable voice of minorities. Certain news networks can bring their experiences and their opinions to public attention. Moreover, mass media can present individuals with the opportunity to share their voices in the open. Sometimes these opinions do go viral, and the whole world learns about them. Now, I'm certain we can also think of some drawbacks of mass media. One, it homogenizes cultures. Television advertisements tell us how to dress, what to eat, and even how to think. We seem to have a lot of variety and diversity, but TV networks typically broadcast what's profitable. So the same things and ideas with different packaging get promoted over and over again as long as they're popular, even when some of these ideas may be inaccurate or even harmful. Another drawback is that mass media can isolate us from society. While it's true that mass media does connect us through television and social networks, but it lessens face-to-face interaction. We sometimes just stare at our cell phones and barely interact with people around us, even our family and friends. So like everything else, mass media can be extremely useful or extremely harmful. You have to know when to use it and how to use it. And you need to be aware of how other people use it as well. Otherwise, it can be extremely harmful, not only to us as individuals, but to society as a whole. Okay, let's move on to our word of the day. Since we're talking about mass communication, the word of the day is transmit. Transmit is a verb. It means to broadcast something or to send out or carry signals using radio or television. 意思就是播送、发射或者传送信号. So you could say transmit information or transmit electrical signals, 就是传输讯息或者传输电信号. An example sentence would be, the information is transmitted electronically to the central computer. 这些资讯以电子化的方式传送到中央电脑. The next word is standardize. Standardize is a verb. It means to make things of the same type all have the same basic features. 就是使标准化. We could say we standardize parts such as rear view mirrors so that one type of these rear view mirrors will fit any models of the cars that we make. 就是我们对后视镜之类的零件进行标准化的生产，这样子只要一种型号就可以搭配我们所有款式的汽车了. The next word is consumption. Consumption is a noun. It means the amount used or eaten. 就是消费量或者消耗量. You could say energy, fuel, or caffeine consumption. 就是能量、燃料或者咖啡因的消耗量. An example sentence could be, as a nation, our consumption of junk food is horrifying. 我们整个国家对垃圾食物的消费量十分的惊人. Or you could say, we need to cut down on our fuel consumption by having fewer cars on the road. 我们需要透过减少路上行驶的车辆以降低燃料的消耗. The next word is exacerbate. Exacerbate is a verb and means to make something that is already bad even worse. 就是使恶化、使加重或者使加剧. You could say exacerbate tension, 就是加重紧张的局势. An example sentence would be, this attack will exacerbate the already tense relations between the two communities. 就是这一次的袭击将令两个原本已经处于紧张状态的团体关系更加的恶化. The last word is gatekeeper. Gatekeeper is a noun. It means a person whose job is to open or close a gate and to prevent people from entering without permission. This is the literal meaning. 它的具体的意思是看门人跟管门人. Another meaning is someone who has the power to decide who gets particular resources and opportunities and who does not. 它另外一个定义就是有权利决定谁可以得到资源或机会的看守者. So an example sentence would be, the professors act as gatekeepers who determine which students are admitted into the competitive engineering program. 就是教授有权利决定哪一些学生可以参加竞争激烈的这个工程专案或工程系. You could also say media gatekeeper, 就是媒体的守门人. Or you can say technology gatekeeper, 就是技术科技的守门人. Okay, that's it for our lesson this week. Are you going to browse some web pages, watch the news, and enjoy mass media? Let's do so with caution. Okay, I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye-bye.